Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Idea Man.
I'm in Vegas, baby. I am in Vegas.
Innovator.
I'm out here for, there's a Badger, it's called the Badger Desert Classic. It's a golf tournament. Question for you boys, if you're getting your head beat in, do you just take it or do you chase?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
It has not been pretty so far for your boy.
Keep chasing them.
Talking
keep
about
going.
The golfer.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch, quiz for you. What do all these networks have in common? CBS, NBC, Fox, ABC, ESPN, ESPN Plus, Peacock, Amazon Prime, NFL Network, YouTube TV, and now Netflix.
Well, I would say there's a lot of things. They all try to put out good content. But I believe the answer, the correct answer, since we used to do Trivia Thursdays, is that the NFL carries all those things.
Yes.
The NFL is on every one of those streaming / cable / TV networks.
Yeah. Netflix now announcing a 3-year deal to put on exclusive NFL games on Christmas Day. What do you think?
Yeah, I got the sense, and there was always the NFL. When I started playing in 2000, we didn't even put a Sunday night game on because of the World Series. It was, okay, that's your time. The NFL has basically, and I got a little Johnson & Sons paver here. The NFL has basically said, we're paving over all y'all. We don't care what any of you do. NBA used to own Christmas.
Right.
Nah, we accidentally had Christmas games last year, and they were really good. So now, we'll take that. And Netflix, you're going to pay us a couple hundred million to put it on. So I think what the NFL has done really smartly is they see where young people are going. Everything is on your phone. It's streamed. But you understand you still have to make sure it's available to the masses. So what they've done is they've kept it, and they've just added piecemeal on. And I'm guessing the next time the TV rights / streaming rights come up, you'll see more and more go to Peacock and these other streaming services, and it's going to be less and less to CBS, Fox, and ABC.
Who's watching on Christmas Day? And how, I guess.
Of us.
Well, everybody.
It's such a huge family time, and people are busy with dinner and presents and all the things, and you guys still find time to watch the football.
So, Michelle, yeah, I think we've always had football on Thanksgiving, and that's, sit at the meal. You're going to sit down at the table. You're not watching. And then they added, it used to just be two games. Then they added a third primetime game. Then college football got into it, and if they weren't having success with it, they wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
So I thought last year, Christmas Eve, I always thought, don't put games on Christmas Eve. That, I guess that's just selfish from my standpoint, because our family, we do all the stuff Christmas Eve. And then about noon on Christmas, the kids open the presents, everything else. All right, we'll turn on, watch some football. I met the Packers, played the Dolphins on a Christmas Day. So the fact that it's a Wednesday is what's crazy to me, because the football calendar, all right, we'll stretch it. We'll put a game on Thursday. We'll give it to Amazon. We'll let them do their thing. And then if it fell on a Monday or a Sunday or a Saturday, I understood. But this, make no mistake about it, this is telling the NBA and everybody else, doesn't matter if it's a Wednesday. I mean, there's no Wednesday
right.
football. And this is like what the MAC does on ESPN. They put a Tuesday night game to get some exposure. Here we go. So I think the numbers have indicated a lot of people are watching, and Netflix obviously believes that it's going to benefit them.
As always, there's one thing that decides all things, and that is the almighty dollar. Tausch, thank you, sir.
You bet. See ya.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Kohler Services. And the forecast, by the way, was sponsored by Dave Dre Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition.
With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings, when friends come to call.